Good morning, I'm Tepe Cruz. It's Wednesday, September 25th. UC San Diego Health plans to expand its psychiatric care. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. A union representing thousands of nurses in San Diego is showing its support of local hotel workers. The United Nurses Association of California, Union of Healthcare Professionals, says it's moving an upcoming convention set to take place at the Hilton Bayfront Hotel to another venue. They say the decision was made as a show of solidarity to employees who've been striking against the hotel since Labor Day. The workers are asking for better pay and more manageable workloads. Classes begin at UCSD tomorrow, according to the San Diego Union-Tribune. The university is expecting 43,000 students for the fall semester. Enrollment is projected to reach 50,000 within the next 10 years. One new resource for students this year is a new wellness mobile app called Willow. Through Willow, students are recommended to services based on interests and needs. They are also sent updates about wellness events around campus. It was developed by UCSD students with the help of the Jacobs Center of Health Innovation. Temperatures around the county are expected to gradually cool starting today, but the National Weather Service says temperatures will still be slightly above the seasonal average. You can expect a cloudy start to the day in the inland areas with highs in the mid-80s in the afternoon. By the coast and in the mountain areas, it'll be in the mid-70s, and the deserts will be in the low hundreds. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. The county will loan up to $32 million to UC San Diego to expand behavioral health care for Medi-Cal beneficiaries. Reporter Katie Anasta says the services will be offered at the former Alvarado Medical Center.
The funding will allow UC San Diego Health to add 30 inpatient psychiatric beds and create a crisis stabilization unit at its East Campus Medical Center. District 4 Supervisor Monica Montgomery Stepp says it will help meet an urgent need for Medi-Cal recipients.
For far too long, individuals, specifically in our East region, have faced barriers of limited access to behavioral health services. Today, we are changing that narrative.
UC San Diego psychiatrist Dr. Steve Koh says it will also provide training opportunities for future behavioral health care workers.
Our patients' needs continue to rise, and our behavioral health workforce numbers continue to go down.
University leaders expect the facility to open in about 20 months. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
The Lincoln Club says it backs business-friendly candidates. The club has endorsed many candidates running for local office. Reporter Amitha Sharma spoke to Executive Director Victor Lopez about the group's views on the presidential race.
So, Victor, 3 out of 4 Americans think that the upcoming presidential election is absolutely crucial to the future of U.S. democracy. From your corner as head of the Lincoln Club, how is this election playing out in the hearts and minds of your members?
Right now, in the election side, it's very polarized. A lot of people are voting emotionally when it comes to this, right? And whether you're a Democrat or Republican, these races really are very definitive on how it affects the federal down to the local side. And it's going to change everything.
So I did notice that in the list of the Lincoln Club endorsements, there was not one for president. Why?
We're the Lincoln Club, and people have known the Lincoln Club to be San Diego focused. It's really just the emphasis on the local impact of government and politics. You know, Lincoln Club's been around since 1983, over 40 years. And the reason people know the Lincoln Club is because of the effect and the impact that we have on San Diego County. And that's why you don't see anything at the federal side.
The Lincoln Club did endorse Republican Congressman Daryl Issa.
Yes.
Even though he is an election denier and he refused to certify the 2020 presidential election results, alleging widespread voter fraud falsely. Does the Lincoln Club believe that there was widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election? And if not, why would they endorse someone who believes this type of falsehood?
Daryl Issa has been around in the Lincoln Club for, you know, over a decade or two, and has done a lot for the local community in San Diego. The reason the Lincoln Club is supported Daryl Issa is just because he's been just such a great advocate for pro-jobs, pro-economy policies here in San Diego County, and that's why we have time and time again endorsed Daryl.
So does the Lincoln Club believe that there was voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election?
The Lincoln Club primarily focuses on San Diego County issues. That wasn't something that has been an active discussion at the club. We've primarily been focused on making sure that we have people that are advocating for free market principles and making sure that there's less taxes, less regulation. Inflation is up the roof right now. I think everybody in San Diego County is feeling that right now. And we really have been fighting, you know, there's a couple of taxes that are on the measure for the ballot come this election.
Victor, you were born and raised in Chula Vista. You're the son of Mexican immigrants. As you know, former President Trump has referred to immigrants as criminals, as animals. He has falsely accused Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, of abducting dogs and cats and eating them. What effect does this kind of talk have on society and on our election?
I think that the election is, I think everything that's said from both candidates is affected, right? Whether they're talking about immigration issues or fiscal issues or public safety, everything that is said at that level is going to affect the election side. And that's why it's important for people to be informed on both sides and fact checking and not getting their news from only one asset.
So in addition to abortion, the economy, immigration, and crime are flashpoints in this election. Let's look at each of these issues. What's the Lincoln Club's take on the economy?
The biggest thing we advocate as a pro-jobs, pro-economy organization is that we want to reduce taxes as much as possible and reduce regulation from the federal government, even down to the local side. And ideally, we would like to see some more fiscal responsibility across all parties.
Crime has gone down in the first 6 months in San Diego and across the country. Are you satisfied?
Public safety is extremely important for businesses to succeed, and we are very big advocates of making sure that our streets are safe, that way our businesses can thrive.
Threats against local officials, elected officials, and otherwise are now a fact of life in San Diego. And civil discourse at public government meetings has become very uncivil. What's the solution?
I think people need to, I give elected officials, something I actually really want to say is that I always give elected officials credit for taking on the job. It is a very difficult job, no matter what side of the aisle on or what you're representing, and it is public service. And I would like people to know that my philosophy is that I think everybody, I think, you know, whether you have one argument on one side, which is X, the other argument, which is Y, I think at the end of the day, Z is fixing San Diego County. X plus Y still equals Z at the end of the day. I think 99% of our elected officials in government want to make San Diego County a better place, but we just have very fundamental differences of how to get there.
Victor Lopez, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Governor Gavin Newsom recently vetoed a bill that would have expanded the number of languages offered on ballots. Gloria Penner fellow Elaine Alfaro says that bill faced pushback from election officials who were concerned about the costs.
Translation and language services can look like a lot of different things, but in the context of voting, it's simple. Receiving voting materials in your first language. In San Diego, materials come in 10 languages. But for 6 of those languages, the voting materials aren't on the actual ballots. Instead, they're on reference ballots. The new bill would have required actual votable ballots in different languages. Rahamo Abdi from Pana San Diego says that could have made a huge difference for the communities that she works with.
Instead of really comparing facsimile ballot to the English ballot or just using community members or their kids to go vote, this should be a fundamental right for everyone.
But election officials said technology, vendors, and funding couldn't meet the bill's new requirements. Abdi still saw this bill as the next step, and she says she's not giving up. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
California Secretary of State Shirley Weber is encouraging more people to vote this November by hosting a series of voter education webinars. Reporter Alexander Wynn says the purpose was to familiarize voters with what's on the ballot.
With low voter turnout during the primaries earlier this year, the hope is that these webinars will get more people to vote. It covers things such as how to make a plan to vote and key voter resources, such as the Voter Information Guide and Quick Reference Guide.
The Quick Reference Guide entries for each statewide proposition has five parts, and the first part is the actual title of the proposition, and that is followed by the summary, a very brief summary. Both the title as well as this very brief summary is prepared by the Attorney General's office.
According to the Public Policy Institute of California, 84% of likely voters say voting in this election is very important to them. This spans across the political spectrum. The next webinar is this Monday. Visit the California Secretary of State website to sign up. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Tune in tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great day.